Hey y'all, it's Megan from Yoga in the Dark. I'm here today to offer you a yoga nidra meditation practice. In our last episode, I spoke about yoga nidra and how it helps us to find santosh, which means contentment and acceptance of our environment. And it really just helps us to experience inner peace, especially during these trying times. So with yoga nidra, you will lay down on your back and I'll guide you through what's kind of like a guided meditation. So to prepare for meditation, lie on your back in the yoga pose Shavasana. And use any props that you need to be totally comfortable here. It's really nice to have a pillow or a bolster under the knees. Have some kind of padding under the head. And let's have the padding under the head not be too thick. We want the head to be aligned with the spine, so the chakras are aligned energetically. We have a lot of nerves in the back of the head, so if you're laying on the ground, definitely have a thin blanket or pillow under. Even if you aren't cold right now, it's wise to have a blanket on you or nearby because your body temperature will most likely drop a few degrees during meditation. So your arms are by your sides. The palms are face up. Let your legs rest. Your hips are relaxed, so you're not holding your feet up. Allow your entire spine to rest. Feel your head get heavier. And feel your whole body get heavier with each exhale. Take this time now to make any final adjustments to your clothing or your props, so you can completely relax and let go. Yoga nidra is so much more than a meditation. It is a decompression of your nervous system. By systematically moving the brain into deep sleep brain waves, activating the right and left hemispheres of the brain equally, and moving through energetic levels of consciousness until you are in the deepest state of relaxation possible, you can create new neural pathways in the brain that will improve your waking life by reprogramming negative loops that replay in the mind during both wake and sleep. If you feel like you're drifting in and out of sleep, don't worry. Your mind is still participating in the practice. Make a silent mental statement to yourself now. I am awake and aware during yoga nidra. Now allow yourself to let go. Let your breath slow as you listen to the sound of my voice as I guide you through stages of relaxation, physically, mentally, and emotionally, until you find yourself in your bliss body and you return to your source of pure awareness, consciousness, and bliss. Feel the earth beneath you, holding you in safety and security. Your body is getting heavier and heavier with each exhale. There is no separation between your body and the earth now. Think of a safe space, somewhere that maybe you have been, or perhaps a made-up place, maybe on a beach or in the forest. In this place, nothing can hurt you. There are no threats, no problems. You are exempt of fear, heartache, scarcity thinking, sickness, trauma, whatever it is you may be experiencing currently during this time. Remember that you can return to this place anytime during this meditation, or any time during life. Observe the senses in this safe place. What do you hear, feel, see, and smell? And observe the feeling that you get when you're in this place. Maybe it's calmness, happiness, security. And allow your body to fill with this feeling. Bring your awareness now to your third eye, the center of your forehead. It is here that you will plant your sankalpa. Sankalpa means intention or your personal resolve. How do you want to feel when this practice is complete? Calm, healthy, confident? Use an I am statement in the present tense. Such as, I love and accept myself, or I am happy and calm, or I am divine health. Repeat your sankalpa 3 times. And then let it go. Bring your awareness back to the third eye. And imagine here a point of blue light. Crystal clear blue light. And the second that it appears in the center of the forehead, it also bursts, exploding and cleansing and clearing this entire area of your energetic body of any stress, any uncomfortability, tension, creating clarity. Now move your awareness to the center of the throat and imagine here too a point of blue light. And as soon as these points appear on your body, they burst. Cleansing this area of any trauma you're holding, as well as any karmas from past lives or present lives. Part of your body relaxes. Move the awareness now to the right shoulder. And see here a point of blue light bursting. Now move your awareness to the right elbow, point of blue light. Right wrist. Tip of the right thumb, point of blue light. Tip of the right index finger. Middle finger. Ring finger. Little finger. Bring the awareness back to the right wrist. See a point of blue light. Right elbow. Shoulder. Back to the center of the throat. Point of blue light. Left shoulder. Left elbow. Wrist. Tip of the left thumb. Left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Back to the left wrist, point of blue light, left elbow, shoulder, center of the throat. And now see a point of blue light in the center of the chest, bursting, cleansing, and clearing. Right side of the chest, point of blue light. Center of the chest. Left side of the chest. Center of the chest. Navel. Pubic bone. Right hip. Right kneecap. Ankle. Tip of the right big toe, point of blue light. Second toe. Third toe. Fourth toe. Fifth toe. Right ankle, point of blue light. Kneecap. Right hip. Pubic bone, left hip, kneecap, ankle, tip of the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Back to the left ankle, point of blue light, kneecap, hip, pubic bone, point of blue light, navel, center of the chest, center of the throat, center of the forehead. Bring your awareness to your breathing. And first, just observe the natural, spontaneous breath. Observe how the breath breathes the body without you having to do anything. Your body is taking care of you, so you can let go and relax. Watch your belly rise and fall with breath. Now start to count your breath backwards as follows. 27 belly rising, 27 belly falling, 26 belly rising, 26 belly falling, 25 belly rising, 25 belly falling, and so on. Continue breathing and counting. If you lose track of where you are, just start over at 27 and count backwards. Leave your counting. Allow your body to return to natural, spontaneous breath. Perhaps even observing the breath as it becomes more shallow. As your awareness sinks back into relaxation and non-doing. Awaken in the body the feeling of cold. Remember the feeling of cold and feel it with your whole body. Imagine an icy breeze on your bare skin, feeling chilled to the bone and starting to shiver. Awaken in the whole body the feeling of cold. Now, awaken in the body the feeling of hot. Awaken the memory of hot in the whole body. Imagine the sun beating down on your skin. Feeling heat from the inside out. And feel yourself starting to sweat. Feel hot with the whole body. Awaken in the body now, the memory of fear. Observe where in the body you feel the feeling of fear without attaching a story to the feeling. Just observe where in your body you feel fear. It could be in the heart, in the stomach. Now activate in the body the feeling of love. Remember the feeling of love without attaching a story to this feeling. Just observe where in the body you feel love. It could be in the heart or it could be everywhere. Imagine yourself now walking through a dewy meadow on a spring day. The sky is slightly overcast with clouds. You still feel a warmth on your skin from the sun shining through the clouds. Walking through the meadow, you are wading through very thick grass, having to brush twigs and sticks aside out of your face to move them out of the way. As the sky starts to clear, the clouds start to part. Ironically, your path also starts to clear. And as you walk through this clearing, you see a small cottage at the bottom of a road. As you curiously walk down this road towards the cottage, you notice a warm light in the window. As you enter the cottage, you feel safe, and you know it's okay to be here. When you get inside, you observe many lit candles and pictures and statues of great saints. As you sit on the floor of this cottage, it feels so natural for you to close your eyes and go into meditation. And with eyes closed, first you bring your awareness to the root, right at the base of your tailbone. You observe here a red, bright, glowing light. Your root chakra, your connection to the earth. And with your awareness on this chakra, this energy center, you observe a feeling of safety, feeling of security and belonging. Still seated in meditation, your awareness moves up into the sacral chakra, which is located just below the belly button. And with your awareness here, you observe an orange, bright, glowing light. And here you sense your connection to the water element and your sexuality and your creativity. You feel important, like you're connected to the cosmos. You're connected to creation. You are creation. Next, in your meditation, you move the awareness into the solar plexus, just below the rib cage, and feel here a bright yellow glowing light. And with your awareness here, you feel such a sense of confidence and power in yourself. You feel like everything is okay. You know everything is okay. And next, your awareness is in the heart chakra, in the lungs, in the chest. And here you see a bright, beautiful green glowing light. And you feel this love for yourself more powerfully than you've ever felt. And this self-compassion that you're feeling makes it impossible for you to not love everybody else in the whole world. Next, your awareness moves into the throat. And here you see a bright blue glowing energy. And you sense your power of communication. You see your true nature, and you're able to easily reflect that true nature to the world. Your awareness moves then into the third eye. And here you observe a bright purple or violet glowing energy light. And here you sense your connection to the universe, your inner wisdom and knowledge. You're able to see everything past, present, and future, and understand your role in this life. as your meditation is starting to finish, your awareness moves a few inches above the crown of your head. And here you see a vibrant, almost blinding white light. It's so beautiful, it's so bright. And here's the crown chakra. And with this chakra, you understand enlightenment as you see and feel your connection to everyone and everything in the entire universe. You sense oneness. Still seated in meditation in this cottage, now start to allow the white light from the crown chakra to pour over and fill your entire body. Feel this white light pour down over the head, the throat, through the chest, down the arms, stomach, back, hips, down the legs to the feet. In deep in meditation, you can sense and see all of the cells in your body bathed and surrounded in this white healing light. And with your awareness on this cellular level, start to feel your cells expand in all directions at once. Feel yourself expanding. Feel the oneness of yourself and everything merging into eternal light. From this place, activate your observer, the part of you that is aware of your eternal peace, relaxation, and loving nature. Activate your observer, the part of you that is watching you expand. Rest in the shimmering emptiness that is the source of this world, and remember who you are. You are eternal peace and love. You are pure awareness. Allow your Sankalpa to resurface. From this place, become aware again of the intention that you set at the beginning of your practice. As you start to become aware of your body, feel your whole body at once. Feel every part of you. And as you repeat your sankalpa again 3 times, feel it with the whole body each time you say it, as if it is already true and you're rejoicing in this. Become aware of the breath. Breathing in the sweet life force. And give gratitude for each breath. Start to lengthen the breath. Inhaling all the way to the edges of the skin, maybe beyond. And allowing your exhales to wash through you, like one final cleanse. Without hurrying, start to gently move and stretch the body. If you're being called to stillness for longer, then please feel free to stay in Shavasana. Otherwise, start to maybe rock the head back and forth. Maybe circle the wrists and ankles. Maybe stretch really long by reaching the arms overhead, stretching through the fingers and the toes. Eventually, bend the knees. Start to bring the knees towards the heart and wrap your arms around either the thighs or the knees and give yourself a squeeze. And then let's roll onto the left side in honor of activating the Divine Feminine today. And then take as much time as you need to sit up and open the eyes and reintegrate back into this world. And know that Yoga Nidra is most effective when you repeat the same recordings for a long while, maybe a month, and use the same intention every time. And what this does is it just creates a new groove in the brain each time we do this practice and use the same intention. That slowly becomes our new reality. That's our brain's go-to instead of the old negative thinking patterns of fear or scarcity or trauma or whatever it may be that we're working on. And you can do this practice every day if you want. And hopefully you can find a bit more peace and acceptance of your environment, of everything going on in the world right now with this practice, and I hope it helps. Namaste.